讲话。
And hear what he said to us.
也感谢神赐给我今天有新的翻译。
And thank God for I have a new interpreter today.
但愿我们今天在神的面前，我们都可以清清楚楚地听明白他要向我们讲的话。
May we all get clear on what he going to say to us.
刚才我们读了马可福音第七章三十一到三十七节。
We just read Mark chapter 7, 31 to 37.
我们知道这个故事讲的是主耶稣很神奇的医治了一个偶聋舌结的人。
We know the story is talking about Jesus miraculously healed a man both deaf and mute.
我们知道像这样偶聋舌结的人是很难治好的。
We know it's very hard to cure a person both deaf and mute.
不要说两千年前的那个时候。
Needless to say, 2000 years ago.
就是今天科技医术很发达的今天，也很难医治好偶聋舌结的人。
Even with today's advanced medicine, it's very hard to heal a person deaf and mute.
但是在这个故事当中，我们却清楚地看见。
In this story, we can see clearly.
主耶稣很神奇，很简单的就把这个偶聋舌结的人给治好了。
Jesus cured him miraculously and very simply.
他医治这一个病人，他不用医术，他不用不用药，不用医疗手段。
He didn't depend on medicine and medical operation.
他只是用手指挖挖人家的耳朵，偶聋就好了。
He just put his finger in their ear, in his ears.
他只是用唾沫摸摸人家的舌头，人家的那个舌结就好了。
He just put his saliva on his tongue.
真是非常的神奇。
It's amazing.
有人可能会说，这根本就不是一个医生。
Someone will say that he's not a doctor at all.
因为医生根本就不会这样子来治病。
The doctor won't cure a person like that.
确实，耶稣不是个医生。
Actually, he is not a doctor.
但是他却超越了所有的医生。
But he transcends all the doctors.
他是一个超级医生。
He's a super doctor.
他甚至是超越了医学。
He transcends all medicine.
他超越了，他超自然，超越自然。
Jesus transcends nature.
他是一个超级医生。
He's a super doctor.
但是我们不要忘了。
But we do not forget.
在这一段的故事当中。
In this passage.
我们除了能够看见耶稣这个超级医生的神奇能力之外
，Beside the magical power we see from Jesus，
我们也需要知道，在这个故事当中，有很多的人成了耶稣这个超级医生的助手。
We came to learn that many people become Jesus' assistants in this story.
他们在耶稣医治这个偶聋舌结的人的过程当中，也起了很重要的作用。
During the process, Jesus healed the deaf and mute. They have been vital, important role.
到底有哪几个助手呢？
How many assistants does he have?
这是我们今天要来看的。
It's what we're going to learn today.
首先，我们可以看见。
At first, we need to see.
这个偶聋舌结的人之所以有这个机会可以来到耶稣的面前得医治。
Deaf and mute has the opportunity to come to Jesus to get healed.
是因为有人带这个偶聋舌结的人来到耶稣的面前求医治。
It's because people took him in front of Jesus.
我们大概可以想象一下。
Let's imagine.
这是一个偶聋舌结的人。
He is a mute and a deaf man.
他大概没有听到过耶稣。
He never heard of Jesus.
因为他偶聋。
Because he's deaf.
可能也没有见到过耶稣。
Maybe he never seen Jesus.
他又是一个舌结的人，又是一个哑巴。
He's mute as well.
所以他想要表达一点什么东西，也没有办法跟人家沟通。
It's very difficult for him to describe to others about what he wants to express.
我们也可以相信，两千年那个时候大概没有哑语。
There's might no sign language at 2000 years ago.
所以他没有听见过耶稣。
He never heard of Jesus.
他也没有办法跟人家可以沟通。
He has no chance to communicate with others.
如果不是因为有这几个人带他来见耶稣的话
，Not wait for those people. to bring him to in front of Jesus.
大概他没有机会可以来耶稣的面前得到医治。
He might not have opportunity to get healed in front of Jesus.
但是神是怜悯他的。
But God is a merciful God.
兴起了好几个人来一同把他带到耶稣的面前。
He used many people to take him in front of Jesus.
在经文当中说有人，英文其实是复数，是有好几个人。
Yeah, in English it's plural, it's people, not a single form.
正是因为这几个人带这个偶聋舌的人来见耶稣，所以他才有机会得到耶稣的医治。
Because those people took the deaf and the mute, so he get the chance to be cured.
圣经里面没有告诉我们这几个人是一个什么样的，是什么样的人。
Bible didn't tell us who they are.
但是我们可以想象，这几个人可能亲眼看见或者亲耳听见耶稣有这样超自然的能力。
But we can think that those people has witnessed Jesus's magical power.
因为在这一章经文的在前面一章就有告诉我们耶稣这样的能力。
In previous chapter, we were told that Jesus has such magical power.
然后很多人也知道了耶稣有这样的能力。
Many people know that Jesus has such power.
有什么样的能力呢？
What kind of power?
病人摸一下耶稣，甚至都没有摸到身体，摸到衣裳坠子，就有能力可以让他的病治好。
The patients just touch the clothes of Jesus, not even the full clothes, just the part of the clothes, and they get healed.
或者耶稣摸一下这个病人，就有能力可以让病人治好。
Jesus touch the patient, and the patient get healed.
所以这就是为什么这几个人会带这个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣。
That's why those people took Jesus in front of, took the patient in front of Jesus.
他们知道耶稣有这个能力。
They know Jesus has such power.
他们也知道这个病人需要耶稣的医治。
They know the patients need Jesus' healing.
所以这几个人成了耶稣医治这个病人的助手。
Those people became assistants to Jesus.
就是大病人来医治的人。
The one who brings patients in front of Jesus.
这是我们今天可以看到的耶稣这个超级医生的第一个助手。
That's what we see, the first assistant of Jesus, the super doctor.
就是大病人来医治的人。
Bring the patients to Jesus.
我们知道两千年前的加利利地区
，We know 2000 years ago in Galilee，
有很多的病人
，There's many patients。
这些病人当中，有些是耳聋舌结的
，Some are mute and deaf。
有些是瞎眼的
，Some were blind。
有些是瘸腿的，不能走路的
，Some were crippled。
这一些人的医治。这些人如果想要有耶稣医治他们，都需要有人带他们来见耶稣。
If they want to be cured, they need someone took them to Jesus.
那么今天我们的社会当中，我们的社区当中，是不是也有很多这样的病人呢？
In today's society, do we have so many people that need such help?
我们可能不一定有这些身体上面的这样的病人需要我们带来见耶稣。来医治他。
It might not necessarily they have the bodily dysfunction.
但是有很多这样的病人需要有耶稣的拯救和安慰。
But many such patients need Jesus' salvation and comfort.
还有很多的人可能身体上面没有这样的病痛。
Many people may not have physical problems.
但是心里面头脑当中有很多严重的问题，需要耶稣的拯救和安慰。
But they have serious mental and psychological problems.
有些人可能看上去身体很健康很好。
Someone appears good outside.
但是心里面有很多的忧伤、苦毒、愁苦。
But in their minds, they have a lot of bitterness and sadness.
也有很多的恐惧和担心。
A lot of fear and worry.
这一些的人都需要耶稣的拯救和安慰。
They all need salvation and comfort.
谁可以带他们来见耶稣呢？
Who who can take them, who can take them here?
是你，是我，是他。
You, me, and him.
是我们在座的每一个人。
Everybody sit here.
我们如果仔细想想，我们在这里周围所碰到的人。
Just think carefully about all the people we met surrounding us.
我们就会知道。
We will know.
我们周围实际上有很多的人都需要耶稣的拯救和安慰。
There's many people surrounding us, and they need comfort and salvation.
有些人可能看上去身体很健康。
Someone appears in good health.
住很大的房子，很好的工作。
Living in a big mansion and have a great job.
但是心里面有很多的难处，很多的愁苦，需要安慰。
But they have a lot of difficulties inside their heart.
去年曾经有一位姐妹介绍一个人来见我。
Last year, there's a gentleman was introduced to me by a sister.
我从来没见过那个人。
I never seen him before.
那个人也从来没有去过教会。
He never been to church.
然后约好了到我办公室来见我。
We made an appointment, and he came to my office.
看上去都挺好。
He looks normal.
有工作，有家庭。
Have a family and a job.
但跟他一谈，才发现他心里面充满了愁苦。
After chat, I found he's very burdensome.
有极大的工作压力，无处可以倾诉。
He's very stressful at his work and has nowhere to tell.
他每天都觉得他的同事在歧视他，在捉弄他。
Every day he think he's discriminated by his coworkers and mocked by them.
甚至他跟老板谈都没用。
And he tried to talk with his boss and it doesn't help.
充满了各种的担忧
and he's full of worries.
我想尽办法帮他分析安慰他
I tried my best to comfort him and analyze for him.
但是一点用都没有
and it did nothing.
我只能跟他讲耶稣
All I can say, talk is Jesus.
当然他接不接受耶稣不是我能决定的
It is not up to me if he accepts Jesus or not.
一年过去我常常想起那个人
One year later, I kept thinking about him.
很多的愁苦
And a lot of worries.
最近我们做社区的外展。
Recently, we do outreach.
也有姐妹给我打电话告诉我。
Some sister called me and told me.
说某某某他有很大的难处。
Someone had a huge difficulty.
我一边听一边心里面只有三个字。
While I was listening, I only have three words to myself.
怎么办呢
？How should I do？
怎么办
？How should we do？
我们帮不。实际的问题我们帮不了太大的忙
We cannot help them on those details
因为有一些问题很严重很长时间了
Those problems have been long lasting and it's very serious
也可能有专业的机构来帮助他们
It needs a professional institute to help them
但一直都没有解决
But didn't solve it for a long time
可见很不容易
So we know it's difficult
在那些具体的问题上面，我们教会能够提供的帮助也很有限。
In those details, we are very limited on helping them.
但是有一件事情，专业机构做不了的。
But on one particular thing that a professional institute cannot do.
但我们教会可以做的。
But our church can do.
跟他讲耶稣。
To preach Jesus to them.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们都要打开眼睛。
Open our eyes.
我们都要打开耳朵。
Open our ears.
注意我们周边很多有各种愁苦需要帮助的人。
Pay attention to the people that has a burden.
针对这些人，我们可能常常觉得无能为力。
To these people, we feel helpless a lot of times.
确实是无能为力。
We are helpless sometimes.
但是有一件事情我们可以做的，就是把他们带到耶稣面前来。
One thing we can do is bring them to Jesus.
圣经告诉我们
Bible told us.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息这是马太福音11章28节的
Come to me, weary and burdensome, we give you rest. That's written in Matthew 11, chapter 11, 28.
这些劳苦担重担的人我们大概在直接问题上面帮不了太多。
Those weary and burdened, we are not able to help them directly.
但是我们可以带领他们来到耶稣的面前，让他们在耶稣的面前得安息。
But we can bring them to Jesus.
所以求神帮助我们每一个人。
May God help each of us.
让我们都可以成为大病人来医治的人。
May everyone become the assistant that bring patients to Jesus.
因为这是耶稣这个超级医生很重要的第一个助手。
That's the first important assistant to Jesus, the super doctor.
就是大病人来医治的人。
Bring the patients to healing.
我们来看耶稣这个超级医生的第二个助手。
Let's see the second assistant to Jesus, the super doctor.
这一些人带这个病人来见耶稣，是想耶稣怎么医治他呢？
How they want those to be cured when they bring the patient in front of Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，他们带这个人来耶稣面前，是求耶稣按手在他身上。
Bible told us that they were expecting God lay hand on his body.
这是他们所期望耶稣为这个病人所做的。
That's what they expect Jesus to do for him.
但是事实上，耶稣是怎么来对待这个病人的呢？
But in fact, how did Jesus do?
圣经告诉我们，耶稣把这个病人从一群人当中带离开。
Jesus, Bible says Jesus took him aside.
然后用指头来挖挖他的耳朵。
Put his finger in his ears.
虽然我们知道耶稣摸到某一个人就有能力可以传到这个人身上来医治他。
We know that Jesus' power can transfer to patient's body to cure him.
但是把他的手伸到别人的耳朵里面去，总感觉不太好吧。
But if it feels something not right if we put fingers into others' ear.
更严重的是，他竟然吐唾沫，用唾沫抹那个人的舌头。
What's more, Jesus spit saliva and put saliva on his tongue.
弟兄姐妹，你想象一下。
Jesus, brothers and sisters, think about it.
如果你带某一个人来耶稣面前，耶稣这样用唾沫抹他的舌头，你会不会觉得好像有点挺恶心？
Will you feel a little bit iffy if you took someone in front of Jesus and Jesus put his saliva onto somebody?
我猜想你可能会阻止他。
You might stop him.
但是这几个带病人来见耶稣的人有没有阻止耶稣？
Did those who brought patient to Jesus, did they stop him?
没有。
No, they didn't.
那这个病人自己，他有没有拒绝耶稣把那个唾沫抹他的舌头上？
Did the patient stop Jesus himself?
也没有。
No, he didn't.
正是因为这一些的人和这个病人如此配合耶稣。
Because the patient and those people are in partnership with Jesus.
这一个病人才得到了完全的医治。
So he was healed.
这一些的人和这一个病人本身成了耶稣的第二个助手。
Those people and the patient become Jesus' second assistant.
就是完全配合医治的人。
In fully partnership with Jesus.
这是耶稣这个超级医生的第二个助手，完全配合医治的人。
The second assistant in full partnership with healing.
我们今天带领需要安慰、需要帮助的人来到耶稣面前。
Today we bring those who need comfort and help in front of Jesus.
我们会不会也如同这一些人这样配合耶稣的帮助呢？
We'll do the same to partner with Jesus.
可能不一定。
Maybe not.
比方说，
For example,
我们带我们的需要帮助的朋友来到教会，来到耶稣的面前。
When we take someone who needs help to church,
我们常常有很多自己的安排和顾虑。
Many times we have our own worries and concerns.
我们有些时候生怕跟他讲了太多关于罪人呐、钉十字架啊，把人家给吓跑了。
We are afraid many times when we talk about cross and sin, and we scare them away.
所以常常就跟他讲，来教会这里有很多的老乡可以帮助你找工作。
Come to church, we have a lot of friends here who can find you a job.
但是因为害怕人家跑了，所以常常不敢跟人家讲罪呀、永生啊、复活这些别人不太容易接受的东西。
And when we afraid that they will might feel feel leaving, then we are not going to talk the difficult part of sinner and salvation.
但是圣经却教导我们，今天我们带领这些需要安慰、需要帮助的人来耶稣面前。
But Bible told us when we bring all those people in need,
我们最重要的就是要跟他们讲罪、讲悔改、讲十字架。
The most important we should say is about sin, repentance, salvation, and the cross.
圣经里面记载，耶稣一出来传道的时候，第一个信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When Jesus started preaching, the first message he talked about is the kingdom of heaven come near and repent.
保罗在哥林多前书第六章第三节，他也讲得很清楚。
Paul in Second Corinthians,
哥林多前书
First Corinthians, Second chapter, verse 3, he mentioned very clearly.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Yeah, that's First Corinthians 2, verse 3.
所以他知道，他要跟人家讲的最主要的就要讲十字架。
He knows the most important he say is the cross.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第五章十三节也讲得很清楚。
Apostle John mentioned very clearly in First John 5:13.
他说：“我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，是要叫你们知道自己有永生。”他主要的目的是要告诉他们有永生。
His main purpose is preach the eternal life.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So Bible tells us.
我们告诉别人最重要的信息是要关于悔改、十字架、永生这一些的信仰的东西。
What's the most important we should tell us, tell others is repentance, cross, salvation, and eternal life.
但是我们可能常常不配合耶稣所吩咐我们。
A lot of times we do not partner with Jesus about those things.
而是自己用我们的思维，用我们的经验来想一些的办法，怎么样是跟人家讲一些东西，让人家可以留在这里。
We only use our wisdom and our experience to try to figure out way to how to keep those unbelievers to keep in church.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们都可以在神的面前反省悔改。
May God help us so we repent and help and repent.
让我们都可以成为配合医生医治的人。
Or become partner with Jesus.
如果你是一个需要耶稣安慰帮助来找耶稣的人。
If you are the one who needs help from Jesus.
你是不是也会如同这个病人这样配合耶稣的医治呢？
Will you be act as same as the patient to partner with the healer to be cured?
可能不一定。
You might not.
所以我们都需要神来帮助我们。
We all need God to help us.
那么我们怎么样子可以配合耶稣来医治这些有需要、安慰这些有需要的人呢？
How should we partner with Jesus to comfort and heal those in need?
我们需要好好读圣经。
We need to read the Bible.
我们需要好好的顺服神所吩咐我们的。
We need to obey God.
并且单纯的按着他的吩咐来做。
And obey God simply,
并且成为别人的榜样。
Become set example to others.
这样，你所带来的别人才会跟你一样，也如此的来顺服神的心意。
So the other people will follow your example and obey Jesus.
而不是顺服自己的个人的血气和经验。
Not according to their own body flesh.
配合医生的医治很重要。
Partnership with the doctor is very important.
配合耶稣对我们、对别人的安慰、帮助也很重要。
Partnership with Jesus to help and comfort others is very important.
因为我们的不配合。
Because our not partnering with Jesus.
所以我们常常自己信主很多年得不到成长。
Many years passed, we are still not growing.
不光自己得不到成长。
Not only we are not growing.
你带来的周边的一些人呀，常常因为你的缘故，可能离开了。
The people you brought to church left because of you.
配合耶稣很重要。
Partnership with Jesus is very important.
因为配合医生的医治很显然很重要。
Partnership with the doctor is obviously very important.
有一个男人身体一直都很好。
There's a man who in good health.
但是最近好像胃很不舒服，肚子很不舒服。
But he doesn't feel so well in his stomach.
然后他的太太就告诉他去看医生吧。
His wife suggested him to go see doctor.
结果他去了好几个诊所，看了好几个医生都没有结果。
He visited several clinics and got no result.
他太太就问他怎么回事，为什么你看了好几个医生都没有什么结果呢？
His wife asked him why, what happened.
他说我也不知道。
He said he has no idea why.
他太太跟他说，他说那你再去找其他的医生再看看吧。
His wife said, "Why don't you see other doctors?"
他说我不去了。
He said, "I won't."
他太太问他为什么。
His wife asked him why.
他说这些医生我不要去看他们，他们竟然说叫我去看兽医。
Those doctors I'm not going to see because one of them even asked me to see the vet.
所以他太太就很生气，这医生怎么可能会让他丈夫去看兽医呢？
His wife became a little bit angry because why they asked him to see the vet.
然后就问他到底怎么回事。
He asked him why.
他说我每次去去看医生。
Every time I go see doctor.
他们总是问我哪里不舒服。
They always ask me where do I feel uncomfortable.
他说我就跟医生讲。
I told the doctor.
你是医生，你应该帮助我找到我什么地方不舒服。
You are the doctor. You tell me where you find out where I feel uncomfortable.
然后医生就跟他讲，他说你应该告诉我哪里不舒服。
The doctor said you should tell me where you feel uncomfortable.
然后我就跟他讲，我花钱来找你看病，你就应该帮助我的，帮助我告诉我哪里不舒服。
I told him I spend money to ask you to give me the knowledge.
他说那些兽医看那个动物，从来都不问动物哪里不舒服的。
The vet never ask animal where they don't feel uncomfortable at.
所以那些医生就说，那你去看兽医好了。
So the doctor said, then you go see the vet.
他一点都不配合医生。
He never partnered with the doctor.
怎么可能会得到诊断，得到医治呢？
How can he get proper diagnosis and get healed?
我们今天来到耶稣的面前。
Today we come to Jesus.
我们今天带领别人来到耶稣的面前。
Today we take other people to Jesus.
我们都需要配合耶稣的医治。配合耶稣的教导。
We all need a partner with Jesus to for his command and his help.
每一个病人，每一个需要安慰帮助的人，也都需要配合耶稣。
Every patient need to partner with Jesus.
这是耶稣这个超级医生第二个很重要的助手。
That's the second most important assistant to Jesus.
就是完全配合医治的人。
Fully partner with Jesus.
我们如果留意的话，我们大概都会发现。
If we pay attention, we will find.
我们弟兄姐妹当中有很多愿意很单纯的依靠耶稣的。
There's people look onto Jesus purely.
愿意完全的按着耶稣所讲的去做。
Willing to obey Jesus entirely.
这些人往往他的属灵生命成长快。
Those people have fast spiritual growth.
因为他们配合耶稣所吩咐的。
Because they partner with Jesus.
所以他们可以得到医治，可以得到安慰，可以得到成长。
So they get healed, get comfort, and growing fast.
要盼望我们每一个人都是完全配合医治的人。
May every one of us to partner with Jesus,
成为耶稣这个超级医生的第二个助手。
Becomes the second super become second assistant of the super doctor.
我们再来看耶稣的第三个重要的助手。
Let's see the third most important assistant.
在这段经文，马可福音第七章的三十六到三十七节。
In Mark chapter 7:36-37.
这段经文告诉我们，耶稣医治这个偶聋舌瘸的人的这件事情。
In the event of Jesus cured the deaf and mute,
很快的被这些人传开了。
Declared by those people quickly.
那这些人是谁呢？
Who are those people?
圣经里面没有讲得很清楚。
Bible didn't tell us clearly.
我想可能包括这一个耳聋舌结的人。
I think, sorry, the mute and the deaf might be included.
也包括把这个病人带来见耶稣的人。
Those people who lead the patients are also included.
甚至包括在周边看到这件事情的那些人。
Even include those people who witnessed the event.
因为他们的传扬，所以耶稣这个超能力的医治的事情，很多人都知道了。
Because of their declaration, a lot of people know about Jesus's miracle.
当然，在这段经文当中，耶稣也吩咐。
In this passage, Jesus commanded them.
说不要把这件事情去告诉别人。
Not to tell others about this event.
我们常常会有疑问，为什么耶稣不让这些人去把这个事情告诉别人呢？
We have doubt why Jesus forbidden them to tell.
圣经里面没有做直接的解释。
Bible does not give clear answer.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
耶稣来到这个世上，他的主要的目的不是来医这些身体上面的病。
The purpose of Jesus come to the earth is not just to cure the patients.
他来世上的主要的目的是要告诉我们要悔改，并且为我们钉十字架。
His main purpose is to ask us to repent and die on cross for us.
他也不希望别人只知道他会医病。
He doesn't want others to know that he can only cure people.
却不知道他是神的儿子，是来拯救我们的。
But not to know that he's son of God to save us.
他也不希望别人来到他的面前，只是来治治这个身体上面的病。
He doesn't want other people to come to him just for the health of body.
却不愿意听他讲要悔改的这个重要的信息。
And discuss the important message of repentance.
这就是他不愿意别人把他医病的这件事情到处去传扬开。
That's why he doesn't want those people to declare this event to everybody.
可是这几个人很奇怪。
But those people are strange.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣越发嘱咐他们不要去传，他们却越去传。
The more Jesus forbidden them, and the more they keep declaring the event.
为什么这些人要这么着急的去传耶稣医治的这件事情呢？
Why those people in big haste to tell others about this healing?
圣经没有做直接的解释。
Bible does not give direct answer.
但是我们可以设身处地的可以想一想。
But we can fit in their shoes to think about it.
他们亲身经历了耶稣这样超自然的医治。
They experienced the miracles themselves.
或者亲眼在旁边看见了耶稣这样超自然的医治。
They witnessed the supernatural healing.
他们肯定迫切地想告诉别人。
They couldn't help to tell others.
特别是想告诉那些亲朋好友当中也有一些很重的病的人。
Especially to those relatives or friends who has such bad disease.
这是人之常情。
It's a common sense.
虽然他们不听耶稣的话去传，本身这一件事情是不对的。
Although they disobeyed Jesus on declaration on this event,
因为他们
it's not right.
因为他们违背了耶稣的吩咐。
Because they disobeyed God.
但是他们做这件事情的结果却是好的。
But the result is good.
因为由于他们的传扬，
because of their declaration,
更多的人知道了耶稣 的超自然的能力。
More people come to know the supernatural power of Jesus.
所以在让更多的人可以知道耶稣。
When more people come to know Jesus.
在让更多有需要医治的病人得到医治这件事情上面。
Let more people to know Jesus on this matter.
这一些人成了耶稣第三个很重要的助手。
They become the third most important assistant to Jesus.
就是传扬医生医术的人。
Declare the medical skills of doctor.
这是耶稣这个超级医生的第三个助手。
That's the third assistant.
传扬医生医术的人。
Those who declare the medical skills of doctor.
2000年前。
2000 years ago.
耶稣叫他们不要去传。
Jesus warned them against declaration.
他们拼命去传。
And they declare again and again.
但是现在。
But today.
圣经却清楚地告诉我们要去传。
Bible tells us clearly to declare.
而且是无论得时不得时都要去传。
Whenever in season or out of season.
反倒传的人没有以前那么多。
On contrary, there's very people to declare God. Today.
反倒传的人不如以前那么热烈。
And on contrary, we are in much less warmth in our heart.
盼望我们都可以悔改。
May we all repent.
听从圣经的吩咐，去传耶稣的名。
Obey God's command to spread God's name.
我们所要去传的，不光是传耶稣有这个医治的大能。
We not only proclaim the omnipotence of God,
更要去传讲耶稣不光只是医治的主。
More we need to proclaim the Jesus is not only the healing Lord,
更是生命的主。
He's the Lord of life,
更是拯救我们的主。
He's the Lord of salvation,
而且是唯一的救主。
And He's the only one.
虽然我们去传的时候不见得听见的人就可以接受。
Although we are not, it's not necessary everyone will accept Jesus.
也不见得很快就有明显的果效。
And it's not necessary we get a result immediately.
但是继续的去传却是圣经吩咐给我们的。
But keep preaching, that's the command from Bible.
相信只要我们尽心竭力地按照圣经的吩咐教导去传扬耶稣，
As long as we try our best to proclaim the God,
哪怕只是简单的派发一下福音单张，
Such a thing as just dispatch the pamphlets,
神都会使用我们，
God will still use us.
所以我们不要灰心，
Please do not lose our heart.
有一个年轻人在伦敦的那个码头上面常常在那里派发福音单张。
There's a young guy dispatch pamphlets on a pier on London.
有一天，有一个老人家也经过那个码头。
One day, an old man passed him.
然后那个老人家就跟那个年轻人说。
The old man talked to the young man.
派发福音单张没什么用的。
Dispatching the pamphlets does not do too much.
以前我常常在你这个地，常常在这个地方跟你一样这样派发福音单张。
Long times ago, I do the same thing as you to dispatch the pamphlets.
我没有看见一个人信主。
I don't see anybody to turn into God.
所以年轻人，今天你不要做我以前失败的事情了。
Please do not keep what I failed. Keep doing what I failed.
讲完之后，这个年轻人就看着这个老人家。
After his talk, the young man gazed at the old man.
哦，他说你就是五六年前常常在这里派发福音单张的那个老人家啊。
Oh, you are the old man that dispatching the pamphlets six years ago.
我一直找你呢。
I'm keep looking for you.
那个老人家说你干嘛找我
？Why are you looking for me? The old man asked.
他说我就是五六年前接受了，就看到你在派福音单张，看了那个福音单张之后才信主的。
I'm the person that see your pamphlet and come in to believe in God.
所以我到这里来找你，找不到，我就在这里派发福音单张。
And I cannot find you, so I started to dispatch the pamphlet.
当我们愿意如此单纯的去按着圣经的吩咐来传扬耶稣的话
，If we do it simply according to Bible's command,
神会使用你。
God will use us.
可能你不一定马上见到果效。
You might not see the result immediately.
但是神会使用你。
But God will use us.
所以盼望我们都不要灰心。
Please do not lose heart.
当然，当我们要去传扬耶稣的名的时候。
When we spread the name of Jesus.
我们也要装备自己，懂得如何去传讲。
We need to equip us with the knowledge how to preach the gospel.
如何装备自己？
How to equip us?
最重要的是好好读圣经。
The most important is to read the Bible carefully.
透过读圣经，你知道你所信的是谁。
Through Bible, you will know who are you believing.
所以你可以跟人家讲得清楚。
So you can preach clearly.
当然也要有很好的预备。
Of course, need a good preparation.
特别是你自己个人的见证和经历，要有事先有好的预备。
Especially your own testimonial and your experience, you need a good value.
所以在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
So everyone here.
你现在可以思考一个问题。
You need to think about one thing.
如果有人问你关于你自己个人信主等等的见证，你怎么讲？
If someone asks you.What's your experience to becoming to believing God? What will you answer?
如果在他翻译的这十五秒钟时间，你还在想我应该讲什么的话，说明你没有预备。
If in the interpreter's 15 minutes interpretation, you are still thinking, you are, obviously you are not haven't prepared.
所以回家之后都要好好预备。
Please go home, do your homework.
这个要求不是我给大家的要求。
It's not the demand, command I give you.
是圣经里面的要求。
It's written in Bible.
圣经彼得前书三章十五节讲得很清楚。
In First Peter, chapter 3:15, verse 15.
这段经文说，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
But in your hearts, revere Christ as God. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
我们有一位很好的翻译，感谢神。
Thank God we have a good interpreter.
事先把英文全都预备好。
Yeah, prepare English in advance.
我们去做见证的时候也要这样子，事先预备好。
We need to do our witness to, before to do the preparation.
这是圣经里面的吩咐，不是我的吩咐。
It's the command from Bible, not from me.
当我们去传讲的时候，我们常常会有一点害怕。
We are afraid when we to preach.
我想告诉你的是，不用害怕。
What I want to say to you is that do not be afraid.
你无论在哪里，在什么情况之下传福音，神一定与你同在。
God is always with you whenever you preach.
这也不是我所讲的。
It's not said by me.
是圣经里面的圣经里面的应许。
It's the promise from Bible.
是耶稣亲口讲的。
Jesus told us himself.
在马太福音第二十八章十八到二十节讲得很清楚。
In Matthew chapter 28, 18 to 20.
他说：“所以你们要去传福音，怎么怎么样。”
So you go out to preach.
我就常与你们同在。
I will be always be with you.
有人曾经问我说，我怎么才可以感受到神与我同在？
Some people ask me, how can I feel God is with me?
我怎么才可以神才我做什么神才可以真正与我同在？
What should I do to get God with be with me?
我说圣经里面有很多教导，但是最基本的一条教导，最清楚的就是去传福音。
There's many doctrines in Bible, but the most important one is to do the missionary.
当你去敲人家的门，派发福音单张的时候，
When you knock at others' doors and dispatch the pamphlets,
那个时候你可能两腿在发抖，很害怕。
Your legs may be shaking and you're afraid.
那个门没开，里面的那个狗可能在叫，你心里也很害怕。
When the door is not still closed and the dog is barking inside,
或者门打开之后，里面的主人见到你很不客气，你觉得有点受羞辱。
You might feel a little bit insulted when the the people who you are facing is not very gentle.
或者前几年我们在超市门口派单张的时候。
Several years ago when we dispatched in front of the supermarket.
人家看你好像傻子一样站在这里。
They see you as an idiot.
在所有的这情况之下，你都要记住，神那个时候肯定与你同在。
Under all those circumstances, you have to keep in mind that God is with you.
因为那个是耶稣亲口的应许。
Because Jesus promised by Himself.
所以盼望我们都好好读圣经，可以知道我们的信仰。
May everyone read the Bible carefully and know our belief.
我们也常常做预备，知道如何跟人家讲我们的信仰。
And we keep preparing and let others know our belief.
我们也可以知道神与我们同在，所以不要害怕去跟人家讲我们的信仰。
We know God is with us, so we should be courageous.
这样我们就可以成为耶稣这个超级医生的第三个助手。
So we become the third assistant to the Jesus, the super doctor.
就是传扬医生医术的来。
Declare the medical skill of the doctor.
从耶稣医治这个耳聋舌结的病人这个故事当中，我们可以看见。
From the story of the healing of the deaf and the mute.
耶稣是个超级的医生。
Jesus is a super doctor.
超越医学，超越自然。
Transcends medicine and nature.
他是神，他是掌管生命的主。
He's God and he governs the life.
但是我们也从这故事当中可以看见。
From this story you can see.
耶稣这个医治的过程当中，他有三个很重要的助手。
During the healing process, he has three very important assistants.
第一个助手就是带病人来医治的人。
The first assistant bring patients, those who bring patients into Jesus.
第二个助手就是配合医生医治的人。
The second one is those who partner with the doctor.
第三个助手就是传扬医生医术的人。
The third are those who declare the medical skills of the doctor.
我们今天在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹都可以成为耶稣这个超级医生的助手。
Everyone today sits here, all can be the assistant to the doctor.
我们知道耶稣这个超级医生不光可以治病。
We know the super doctor does not only heal.
他更是大能的神。
He's an omnipotent God.
更是拯救生命的主。
He's the God of salvation.
也是我们唯一的救主。
He's our only God.
所以我们可以成为他的助手。
So we can be his assistant.
带领那些充满着劳苦愁烦的人来耶稣的面前得拯救得安慰。
Took all those weary and burdened people in front of Jesus to get salvation and comfort.
我们也可以在他的面前好好的配合他，顺服他。
We can obey him and humble ourselves in front of him.
成为配合医生医治的人。
Become the in partnership with God.
我们也可以到各个不同的地方，包括我们周边的社区。
We can go to all our surrounding neighborhood.
去传扬耶稣的名。
To evangelize.
让更多的人可以认识他，可以知道他。
To let more people know Jesus.
盼望我们都可以成为耶稣这个超级医生的助手。
May we all become the assistant to the Jesus, the super doctor.
被神所使用。
Be used by God.
成为合他喜悦的人。
Be pleased by God.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你透过你自己的话语来教导我们。
Through your own words, you instruct us.
好，让我们可以明白你的心意。
So we can understand your will.
我们求你帮助我们，可以成为和你所使用的人。
Please help us so we become the utensil of yours.
让我们可以成为耶稣这个超级医生的助手。
Become the assistant of the Jesus, the super doctor.
让我们可以带病人来耶稣面前得医治。
So we bring patients to Jesus.
让我们可以配合耶稣的医治。
So we partner with Jesus.
让我们也可以传扬耶稣的名。
So we declare his name.
让更多充满着劳苦愁烦的人可以得拯救得安慰。
Let more people that are full of weary and burden to get salvation and comfort.
我们也在你的面前可以蒙你的喜悦。
May we be pleased by you.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May glory and exaltation to all to be yours.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.